T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. 95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Adam, it's always a pleasure. Let's jump right into the Monday night showdown between the Seahawks and the Niners. The Seahawks are sitting there with a very nice record this season, but they've played a lot of tight games. Some believe that while Russell Wilson's putting together an MVP season, they may not be all they're cracked up to be from a record standpoint. How formidable of a challenge is this for the Niners, in your opinion?
Yeah, look, they're 7-2, and they've had some good wins on the road, some close ones, the Pittsburgh game in particular, but this is not your Seahawks defense. I mean, when we would watch the Seahawks when Richard Sherman was there, Legion of Boom, they were dominant. It was hard to move the football. The way that you beat the Seahawks is you throw and you throw and you throw. I know the Niners have a great run game, but man, we haven't been on, or we haven't really talked much about Jimmy Garoppolo's game last week. It was phenomenal. Best game he's ever had as a professional. He was incredible. Not that they need to throw the ball 40 times in this game, but if I were them, I would come out throwing. I know that's not typically how they do it, but it's the way teams are throwing at will. Jameis Winston, let me tell you something. They had a 21-7 lead. He was going off. He played great for the first half. Their defense was so bad, Seattle was able to come back. I give them credit for coming back and finding a way to win that game. I mean, if this was an overtime game, Jameis Winston might have thrown for 500 yards. They could not get to him, and their line had been banged up, but it was pretty healthy. So this game, to me, if it's going to be one, I doubt that I would be shocked if they won this game by running the ball all the time. This is not a game where I think you need to run 30 times. I think throwing the ball, coming out throwing early, should be smarter.
Conversely, Seattle probably will try to run the ball in order to be effective and try to win this game. What do you see from a Niners defense against the run without Quan Alexander? How vulnerable are they this week?
Yeah, you know what I get concerned about, and the Seahawks are an underrated screen game with Chris Carson. I remember talking to Brian Schottenheimer, their offense coordinator in training camp, and he said the big thing he wanted to do this year with Carson, because he had already shown he's one of the best young backs in the league, is getting involved in the passing game. He's probably going to wind up with 50 to 60 receptions this season, and their line is getting healthier. It's not a great line, but they're getting some guys back. They want Russell Wilson throwing the ball between 26 and 28 times per game. It seems to be, no matter what happens, that's where he comes in at. The only times that he'll throw more than that is if they get way behind. They come in running, you're right. They're their one balanced team other than Baltimore. This is what they want to do. It's kind of a mandate from the head coach, Pete Carroll, and that's what they'll do. Now, Josh Gordon, by the way, you might see him in this game. He got cleared to play. He does have a minor ankle injury. Now, he's going to be a factor. If he does dress, folks, you're going to see him in the red zone, because remember, they lost their star tight end. Believe it or not, Will Disley is one of the breakout stars this season, but he unfortunately tore his Achilles, and that has hurt their offense, especially in the middle of the field.
Where do you see this team trying to find its hay against this Niners defense? What particular side? Is there a particular side or defensive guy they're going to run at? What do you think they're going to do to minimize this Niners offense from being on the field?
Yeah, I think Lowe, they never change. They're coming out running the football. They're a power run team, deep passing. Lockett's the guy that you're concerned about. He's a top 10 NFL receiver, really, really good. He could run. DJ Metcalf has been a little bit ahead of schedule talking to the Seahawks. He's done a really good job. David Moore's another guy who's got some good size. And yeah, Josh Gordon, they're not going to get anything out of the tight end position. They have nothing left after Disley got hurt. So, look, they'll try to exploit the loss of Alexander, I'm sure, because they're going to run anyway. It's just that what you're going to do is, because they're very, very young now without Alexander. They're very young, and we're going to see Greenlaw see what he can do with the sort of change they're going to have at linebacker. And they'll exploit that, certainly in the run game, because in the run fits, I'm sure they're going to do that. But overall, I don't think it's really changed what Robert Saleh does. They've got to, this is, I will say this, although I mentioned earlier the Seahawks offensive line's improving, it still doesn't make up for the fact that Niners had the best front four. This is where, to answer your question, this is where the Niners have to dominate. Their front four has got to get pressure on Russell Wilson and make him move off his spot. That's, if you don't make a move off his spot, he's going to kill you. And by the way, when they have the scramble drill, remember, he breaks contain a lot. You got to be disciplined. Without Alexander, though, that concerns me. When Wilson breaks the pocket, when you go with young linebackers as they're going with here, that does concern me a little bit.
95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan with us here on 95.7 The Game. What's going on with Antonio Brown? It's like 1 minute I'm hearing this guy. We're reading about how he's going to get a meeting with the league office, and then he goes nuts again on social media, and then he takes the post down. I mean, is there a chance we see him on the field again this season, next year? What's the time frame for this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? If he gets cleared, I could tell you there'll be the only playoff type teams here, I've talked about this probably for 2 months now, and despite all the nonsense and how undisciplined and how crazy the guy seems, look, he can't control his emotions. Lorenzo knows this as an NFL player. It's all about winning. If you feel like you at least trust the player a little bit, look, talking to the Raiders, as they told me, he didn't know anyone there because he was barely there. Despite everything that happened, it hasn't impacted them at all. And if he acts up, you just cut him. Now, you don't give him any guaranteed money. It's up, folks. It's all in the name of winning. Teams look the other way. The NFL must clear him. The way I understand it from talking to teams about him, if the NFL clears him, this guy's going to sign a contract somewhere for the playoffs, whether it's December or January, and there will be certain parameters. And if he misbehaves, if he goes off on Twitter and you can't handle it, you just cut him.
So you're saying that based on the way all this works, if he's cleared, he can play this season. He could sign up until what point?
They have to clear him. They have to decide that he won't be on the commissioner's exempt list, and they have to allow him to play. Right now, he's still under investigation by the league. Now, the league, they could take this for 6 months. They could take it for a month. Because this is a very, very unique situation that has so many layers, lawsuits and civil suits and behavioral issues and they have to make a decision here. I've covered these situations over the years. This one's truly, truly unique. But I'm telling you, if he gets cleared, it only takes one team, folks. Don't forget that. Only one team needs to want him.
Man, great stuff as always. 95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan with us here on 95.7 The Game. Always a pleasure, Adam. Thank you for your time. Have a great weekend.
Guys, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.